treat yourself to a little something organic. Cora's whisper-thin yet mighty absorbent pads have a breathable 100% organic cotton top sheet and are made without fragrance, dyes, and chlorine. Because your vulva's not a hot tub. With patented smart channels for up to 8 hours of leak protection, Cora's got you covered however you flow. Plus, Cora donates period products to people in need with every purchase. Find Cora nationwide at Target, CVS, and online at cora.life.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Tell me where you're watching from and share. On every platform, when you share, people get saved. We are well over 2,600 recorded decisions of people who have become Christians and given their lives to the Lord so far this year. To God be the glory for that. Come on in, everybody, on every platform, and speak to me. Come and talk to me. Oh, baby. Come on and talk to me. And let's get into prayer tonight. Listen, thank you all for your love today. Today is the anniversary of Bishop Kevin Foreman Day in the city and county of Denver and Aurora, which is a suburb just outside of Denver. So in 2009, he's now senator, but then Mayor John Hickenlooper, he set aside this day. It was a great day. He set aside this day. And it was the day I was actually made what's known as a presiding bishop. So a bishop to bishops, a pastor. A bishop is a pastor to pastors. And a presiding bishop essentially is a bishop to bishops, an overseer to overseers. And so that was in 2009, and that was Bishop Kevin Foreman Day. And then a couple of years later in Aurora, they made Bishop Kevin Foreman Day in Aurora. And so to God be the glory for that. What it is while it's a great honor, it is also really a testament, number one, to God's faithfulness. Number two, to how God will recognize you. God will make a whole city recognize you. But more importantly, it speaks to the great work that we as Harvest do. It is not just me, it is we. And to God be the glory for that. So it's literally a holiday. It's Bishop Kevin Foreman Day. Now, I have some wonderful certificates and plaques. I didn't get the key to the city because they don't actually give the key. But if they got that key, if they gave a key, you best believe we'd have that key. If you want to know, Mr. Foreman, what has and what does Harvest do in the city of Denver, beyond Denver, and what is it doing in Atlanta and beyond Atlanta? What is it doing across America, around the world? All you got to do is go to the gift page on our website. And when you look at the gift page on our website, you'll see right there, Harvest at a Glance, all of the things that Harvest does, not just in one city, but literally across America and around the world. One of the things I'm excited about is we have exceeded the $600 mark, the $600,000 mark, and what we've given away to missions, both domestic and abroad. So that God be the glory for that. Can you put a praise in the comments for that, that we're blessed to be a blessing? God wants to get it to you, and he'll get it to you if God can get it through you. Come on, let's just start prayer tonight. Say, Lord, you can get it through me. Lord, you can get it through me. Lord, you can get it through me. You can trust me with resources. You can trust me with wealth. You can trust me with people. You can trust me with opportunities, because I will make sure, God, that you get the glory. I will make sure that everybody knows that it's nobody but God. And I pray that this is the craziest thing. I just heard this, but I'm gonna pray for it. I pray that God, watch me, you are about to see recognition for your resolve. I have never, to my knowledge, ever prayed for that. You're about to see recognition for your resolve. What do you mean your resolve? For the decisions that you have made, where you have been consistent, where you've been faithful, where you've been diligent. You're about to see recognition for your resolve. You want to know who wins? The people who last. You want to know who succeeds? The people who don't quit. You want to know who wins? The people that do not give up. So anyway, that's today. It is Bishop Kevin Foreman Day in Denver and Aurora. And then on Wednesday, it is my birthday. I will be 21. Come on here. And it is my birthday on Wednesday, so thank you for those of you who are doing things to honor that and speak to that. I'm so excited. The Bible says that he will renew your youth. Here's another prayer I want to pray for you. Bible says that he will renew your youth, even like an eagle, even like an eagle. And I want to pray that over you. That's Psalm 103 and 5. He'll renew your youth. I want to pray that as you age, that you actually look younger. You ready? I want to pray that as you age, you look younger. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would renew our youth, just as your word says in Psalm 103:5, that even as we age, that we look younger, that we be healthier, that we would be stronger. Lord, let us look like we are reverse aging. Let it look like as we age, like we're getting younger. Come on, y'all, let's pray this prayer. Make us 100% healthy and 100% healed. You said, but remember the Lord and forget not his benefits. Benefits is the Hebrew word gamol. When one of those definitions means dessert. You said, in other words, last until you get your dessert. I pray you'd renew our youth, God. I pray we'd be healthy. I pray that we'd be healed. I pray that we'd be strong. I pray that we'd have vigor. I pray that our eyesight would improve. Come on, y'all, let's go. I pray that our eyesight would improve. I pray that our muscle functionality would improve. I pray that our cognitive ability would improve. Come on here. I hear you, Lord. We come against dementia. We come against Alzheimer's. We come against anything that would cause your cognitive function to decline or regress. And we pray productivity. He renews your youth. I pray that you would have the same grace and we would have the same grace like Caleb. That even at 80, Caleb said, I'm just as strong today as I was back then. I pray, God, that our body improve. I pray that our health improve. Let us lose any excess weight that we need to lose. For those that need to gain weight, let them gain the weight they need to gain. Father, I pray that our muscle functionality is good. I pray that our nerves function well. We pray against, according to Isaiah 53, which says that you have borne our griefs and you've taken your our sicknesses, and with your stripes we are healed. We come against any sickness of any kind. We reject every report concerning our bodies, concerning our health, that is not 100% healthy and not 100% healed. We reject that. We reject any cancers. We reject any sicknesses. We reject any illnesses. Just like a healthy immune system, when something that is unhealthy or something that is a foreign object enters the immune system, the body's response to that, the immune response, it's rejecting that thing. I pray that we would experience that, that our bodies would reject, and we reject anything that is not health and healing. And I pray, God, that from the top of our head, from the soles of our feet, that we would be 100% healthy and 100% healed. I pray, God, that as we age, God, that our money, y'all ready? I hear the Lord, that your money would make us money. I pray, God, that we would not be those that are working in senior years because we have to, but that we do what we want to do because we want to. Y'all better pray with me tonight. I pray, God, that we would never, ever be in a seat where we have to beg, borrow, or struggle. We would never be in a seat where we have to beg, borrow, or struggle. That we would never be in a seat where we have to beg, borrow, or struggle. You said with long life, you would satisfy us, which means, God, that we would live long, but that life would be satisfied. That's Psalm 91 and 16. That long life would be satisfying. So, Father, begging is not satisfying. Struggling is not satisfying. Borrowing is not satisfying. So, Father, we call you into remembrance of your word according to Isaiah. That says that we are to put you in remembrance of your word, that we are to put state our case before you. So we remind you, sir, of what you said concerning us. I pray, God, that our money would make us money. I pray that our investments would make us money. I pray that our life insurance would not simply be death insurance. There's a difference between life insurance and death insurance. Life insurance is to use when you're alive. Death insurance is for when you die. And I pray, God, that we would literally be able to use every financial instrument. Y'all pray with me. Every financial instrument, Father, that is available to us, so that we would always be the head and not the tail. Come on here. Above only and never beneath. I pray, God, that your word says that you will always cause us to prosper. You will always cause us to prosper. And I pray that that's how our days would be spent. Why? Because we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. Your word says in Deuteronomy 30:9, that you would make us successful in everything that we do. You would make us successful, which means you would put your hand on the marketing plan. You would put your hand on the business plan. You would put your hand on the financial plan. You would put your hand on the estate plan. You put your hand on the trust plan. You put your hand on the will. You put your hand on the real estate. But you would make us succeed. Please. Can I get you to put that in the comments? He's making me succeed. He's making me succeed, which means it's not even that the idea was that great. It's that you made it succeed. It's not even that the plan was that great. You made us succeed. God, let us see that manifest in our lives so that we would live our lives and we would live full lives. I pray that we would not live with regret. I pray that we would not live with a shoulda, woulda, coulda. I pray we wouldn't live stressed out all of our days. I pray that we would not live stressed out all of our moments. I pray that we would create lives that we do not need vacations from, because you make us succeed. And everything that we set our hands to and in everything that we do, God, I pray that wherever stress has thwarted aging, Father, that you reverse that aging, that you would renew our youth. I call back to your remembrance, Psalm 103, that wherever stress has aged us internally, y'all pray with me, wherever stress has aged us internally, wherever stress has aged us emotionally, wherever stress has aged us spiritually, wherever stress has aged us, God, that you roll it back. Please put that in the comments, roll it back. That you would roll it back, God. Let it be like the stress, the oxidation that comes from stress, which is what causes aging. That you roll that back in the name of Jesus. And we declare that we are 100% healthy, 100% healed, that we are youthful. Let our skin look better. Y'all better pray with me. Let our skin look better, God. Let our clothes fit better. Let our attitudes be better. Let us eat better. Let us exercise right. Let us drink the right amount of water we're supposed to drink. Y'all better pray with me. In the name of Jesus, we were sent to the earth, Terry, to rule and to reign and to conquer and to subdue, not to simply pay bills, have babies, and die. I pray that our lives would be fulfilled, that our lives would be fulfilled, that everything you sent us to do, that that's exactly what we would accomplish. Everything you created us to do, that that's exactly what we would accomplish. And for that, we say thank you. Your word says in John 10:10, that you are come, that we might have life and life more abundantly. Zoe is the Greek word there, which means that we have so much life, it overflows and it brings others back to life. We have so much life that when people get around us, they come alive. And when people get around us, their vision comes alive. That when people call us, their vision comes alive. That when people get around us, their life begins to kick and have new sources of joy and peace and functionality. That people come around us and they get better. We are those that make people better. Y'all pray with me. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. We thank you, Lord, that as we continue to age, Father, that we'd be like iron and that we would be better. We'd be stronger. That's Proverbs 27:17. And we would be stronger, that we would be better. That when people get around us, they're sharpened. When people get around us, they're made better. When people get around us, that they improve. When people get around us, they become excellent. God, we thank you that you've given us the grace to make people better. I need you to put it in the comments. We make people better. So, Father, forgive us for ever complaining that people walked out after we made them better, because that's the assignment. The assignment is to sharpen people and to make people better. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me deal with this comment right up here on TikTok. Guys, on TikTok, I only have this one account. Right, so there's several fake accounts, 5 pages of fake accounts. Guys, while I'm addressing this, do me a favor and make sure you like this video. Tell me where you're watching from and share. I don't inbox people, so I'm not sending you an inbox talking about do this and you're going to get $9,000. That's not me. So, guys, you got to come to the real profile. You got to use a little wisdom too, guys. Why would I have another profile to send you something from a main profile? Let's use some wisdom in that. All right, but there's several. Instagram has done a better job. There's still a couple of fake ones over there, but there's several fake TikTok accounts, and there's nothing I can do about that. But I just encourage you again. All of my accounts have a blue check mark. Okay, all right. All of my blood that because somebody sent a thing said Bishop, you didn't send me $9,000, and I'm not because I never said I was. Okay, all right. Let's go. All right, but stay for prayer. It's gonna bless you. Let's go. Do me a favor, like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share. Do me a favor, like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share. So I went into prayer because I was talking about what where we were at, and I'm not. I've gotten several messages like that from people. Bishop, I didn't get that $6,000. And maybe you're not for me. You need to go after whoever in whatever country told you that. But no. And I hate that that happens. And I hate that they're using my picture. I hate that they're using my image. I hate that they're using my, I hate that. But there's nothing I can do about that. We reported them to TikTok over and over again. And there's nothing I can do about that. All right. All of my stuff is always going to have a blue check mark to it. The only thing that is not verified is Twitter. And I'm not sending Elon Musk no money to get no verified check. All right. All of mine were done without no money. Okay. Let's go. But listen, you can send me $9,000 if you want to, but I got you. Okay, listen, guys. Yesterday, church was amazing. If you don't have our app, get it. Yesterday morning, we did part one, which was called Pac-Man Faith. We did part one from Denver and online. And then last night, we did part two in Atlanta. It was amazing because yesterday on every platform, online and in Denver and Atlanta, everywhere, people got saved yesterday. Can you release a praise in the comments that yesterday, everywhere, online, in Denver and Atlanta, people got saved and gave their lives to the Lord. So to God be the glory for that. If you don't have our app, that's the best way to stay connected to Harvest. Can I get somebody to type that over here in TikTok? Somebody type that over here on IG so that we can pin that. So then that way you're able to get that app. All right. I promise you. Come on, I'm in Dubai this week. Come on, Dubai. Let's go. All right, come on. Listen, I love it. Praise God. Enjoy that. So when you share, people get saved. All right, and we're over, guys, let me tell you the power of this. Over 2,600 people that have given their lives to the Lord so far this year. And that happens in part because of your share. So I want to encourage you again, make sure that you share. All right. So listen, let's go further into prayer. We just pray for several things as it relates to our age, as you age and your health and the life that you live. God, it says that I am come that you might have life and life more abundantly, which means you and I are created to live an abundant life. So let's go there. Father, you created us to live an abundant life, and abundance is bigger than money. Abundance is bigger than money. Abundance is bigger than money. Abundance is bigger than stuff. Abundance is bigger than things. Abundance simply means that there is no lack in any area. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that your word says that you would perfect those things that concern us. You would perfect those things that concern us. Which means anything that has anything to deal with us, the Psalm 138:8, that you would perfect it, that you would cause us to have no lack, that you would cause us to be in abundance. So I pray now for any areas that need to be perfected and any areas in us that have lack. Father, we pray that that be rebuked, that be released, and that you would release abundance in that area. If it's in our emotional well-being, God, let us have an abundance of joy. If it's in our focus, let us have an abundance of focus. I hear you, Lord. If it's in our energy, for some of you, your energy has been off. God's about to show you why your energy has been off. Some of it's natural, some of it's spiritual. 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 You ready? In Jesus' name, I pray, God, that you reveal to us what's necessary to get our energy so that it's at an abundant level. We don't have time to be walking around sad, sullen, and our heads down, unfocused, with no plan, with no drive, with no excitement. That is not what you called us to do. That is not who you called us to be. I pray, God, that we would have the energy that we need, that we would have the vibrance that we need to do everything that you have called for us to do, God. And I pray that wherever there needs to be an amendment, wherever there needs to be a change, for some, you're going to change your diet. For some, you're going to change when you sleep. For some, you're going to change what you listen to when you sleep. God, show us what needs to change so that we live in an abundance. If there's areas of your life right now where you think it's lacking or feel it's lacking, remember, feelings aren't facts. Or you can say, listen, no, this is a fact, it's lacking. I just want you to release that area in the comments, because I'm going to pray that God would literally bring abundance to that area. I am come. This is what he says. I am come that you would have life and life more abundantly, that you would have life and life more abundantly, that you would have life and life more abundantly. So whatever area you've got, you drop it in the comments. If you don't know, just say, show me, Lord. If you know some areas, you put it in the comments, because Father, I want to pray over each of these areas that is being listed right now. And I pray, God, that you would see and that you would respond. You would do not turn a deaf ear to us. You do not turn a deaf ear to us. So I pray, God, for any area where there is lack, that you bring abundance. That you bring abundance. That you bring Zoe. That you bring life. You are the God that gives us life. You are the God that breathes into man. You're the God of Ezekiel 37 that breathed into dry bones. God, wherever we feel, here it is, dry. Wherever we feel dry. Wherever we feel dry. I hear you, Lord. We come against dryness. Let's talk. We come against a feeling of dry. I see somebody literally said, even your creativity is dry. You're not able to create. You're not able to think. You're not solving problems like you normally do. I pray, God, that wherever we've been dry, that you bring life. You said in Isaiah that you would literally create a river in the desert, which means you will bring life in places where it feels like it's dead. Where it feels like it's dry. We speak life now in the name of Jesus, God. Let us see it differently. It's not often what we're looking at, it's the way that we're looking at it. It's not often what we're looking at, it's the way that we're looking at it, God. It's our perspective. So I pray that you modify, amend our perspective, God, so that wherever we feel dry, that we would experience life. That's why the Spirit of God is referred to often and likened unto water, because it's living water that brings life when it flows. Wherever we've been dry, God, let living water flow. Come on, put living water in the comments. Let living water flow now in the name of Jesus. We will not be dry. We will not be dry. We will not be dry. Here it is. We will not those that lack passion. We will not be those that lack passion. We will not be those that lack passion. In the name of Jesus, you are God that's on fire. You said, behold, in Deuteronomy, that the Lord is a jealous God. The word jealous means you're passionate about us. You're on fire about us. So if you have that posture towards us, let us have that posture about life. Let us have that posture about ourselves. I pray tonight, God, that we would have passion for ourselves tonight. Not to be narcissistic, not to be self-centered, but we'd have a passion for ourselves. I hear you, Lord. The Lord says, for many, you are so passionate about everybody else and everything else that you don't recognize if you're not passionate about you, you will eventually lose the passion you have for other things. I just said something, because for some of you, like, I'm losing passion for this, I'm losing passion for this, I'm losing passion for this. It's because you did not first have passion for you. And if you don't have passion for you, it's going to be difficult to have passion for anything else. We see this principle in the scripture. Love your neighbor as yourself. As means equal to, which means you can only give to someone else what you give to yourself. I pray you have passionate about you. I pray you be fired up about you tonight. I pray you be fired up about the fact that God woke you up this morning, that he started you on your way, that he's opening doors for you, that he's making ways for you. I pray you be passionate about how you come out that house. I pray you be passionate about how you look. I pray, and not to be self-centered, and not to be vain, but to simply recognize that you are the temple of the living God. And if the living God dwells in you, you want that temple to be its best. I pray you have a passion to exercise. I pray we have a passion to do right by ourselves. I pray that we have a passion to eat right. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me, but I'm gonna pray anyhow. I pray that we would be fired up about ourselves. I pray we'd be fired up about increasing our skills. We'd be passionate about increasing our capacity. We'd be passionate about increasing our ability to handle things and carry things and get things done. I pray that we would not just go through the mundane routine of the day to day and not have any passion in it. I pray you'd be a passionate mother. I pray you'd be a passionate father. I pray you'd be passionate on your job. I pray you'd be passionate when you're serving in church, in the building, or online. I pray that you'd be passionate in prayer. I pray that we'd be fired up about everything that we do. Let our fire be so contagious that it's like Jeremiah. Jeremiah, when he wanted to give up, he says he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it because it was like a fire that was shut up in his bones. He wanted to shut up, but he couldn't because he was fired up. Let us be fired up. Let us be passionate. Father, even when we feel stuck, let our fire burn the stagnation. Even when we feel stagnant, let our fire burn the stagnation. Even when we feel like we can't proceed, we can't move, we can't go forward, let our fire take us forward. In the name of Jesus, we will not, we will not spend our lives on fumes. We will not spend our lives on fumes. We will not do what we do on fumes. We will not serve the Lord on fumes. We will not go through our day-to-day life on fumes. I pray that God would stir a fire in you about you tonight. He'd stir a fire in you about your calling tonight. He'd stir a fire in you about what you created to do tonight. He'd stir a fire in you, and that fire would burn. Come on, drop a fire in the comments. And that fire would burn. And that everything you do it with passion. Everything you do it with excellence. Everything you do it well. If your name's attached to it, Genesis 12 says that he would make our name great. That means exalted and distinguished. Exalted means it will be lifted high. This means anytime our name is mentioned, it will be regarded highly. It will be regarded highly. Every time they say Mr. Kevin Foreman, they got to regard that name highly. They may not like the name, but they got to regard it highly. They may not agree with the name, but that don't matter. They will have to regard it highly. Can you put your name in the comments? I pray that the name Harvest Church would be regarded highly and distinguished. This means it's set apart. It's different. It ain't like everybody else. Don't put them in the same category as you put all the rest of them. I pray that our names would be highly exalted and distinguished. This is your promise, sir. This is your promise, sir, in Genesis chapter 12. Drop your name in the comments. And if you have a business, put your business name in the comments. And I pray Genesis 12 over your name. I pray Genesis 12 over your business. I pray Genesis 12, if you got a nonprofit, put that in there, over your nonprofit. I pray Genesis 12 over your side hustle, and that your side hustle income would increase to be greater than your primary income. This is your promise to us. This is your promise to us. This is your promise to us, and we stand in agreement with it. In Jesus' name, can you put a praise in the comments right there? You got to come up for breath. God, I feel like praying. Good God, I feel like praying. Good God, I feel like praying. Let's go. Lord, let us be passionate and fired up about prayer. Let us be passionate and fired up about prayer. Let us be passionate and fired up about getting your word. Your word says in Amos chapter 9 that there'd be a famine that was coming in the land. And that famine would be hearing the word of the Lord. I pray, God, that we are not those that are in famine. We are not those that are in famine. That's Amos chapter 8, excuse me. We are not those that are in famine because we are those that are fired up. We are those that are fired up. We are those that are passionate for your word. We are those that are sitting on the edge of our seats in expectation and anticipation of the word that you are releasing to us. Even tonight in prayer, God, let something shift in us. Let something shift in us, God, that where we felt depleted, let us feel completed. Where we felt exhausted, let us feel like a second wind is given to us, God. At the halfway point of this year, you told me that you were giving us a second wind for the second half. Now, in Jesus' name, God, give us the strength to finish this year strong. Our greatest miracles are between now and December 31st. Our biggest financial breakthrough will be between now and December 31st. Our biggest praise reports and testimonies will be between now and December 31st. Our biggest moments of accomplishment will be between now and December 31st. God, let us finish strong. You are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. You are the author, that's Hebrews 12, 2, and the finisher of our faith, which means give us the grace to finish. When we're fired up, we can finish. It ain't over until we win. When we're fired up, we can finish. It's not over until we win. I hear you, Lord. Your greatest deals will be closed between now and December 31st. Your greatest income will be between now and December 31st. You ready? You ready? You ready? The thing you've been praying for your family will be between now and December 31st. The thing you've been praying, here it is, ma'am, for your son, will be between now and December 31st. Give us the grace to finish. 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 In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you glory and we give you honor. We give you glory and we give you honor. We give you glory and we give you honor in advance. Father, please forgive us for all of our sins, those committed knowingly and unknowingly, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that with these 75 remaining days in this year, God, that we would be closer to you. Don't just let us pray for all these external things and neglect our most important relationship, which is with you. Wherever we stray, snatch us back. Wherever we get off focus, snatch us back. Wherever we've been in our own mind doing our own thing, snatch us back. The most important thing, God, is you. You told Moses, I would start over with you. I pray, God, for those that between now and December 31st feel like they're starting over, that they recognize that if you are with them, you are more than the world against them. I pray for us that feel like you're having to start certain things over, start certain areas over. Start certain things over. I pray, God, that just like you told Moses, that you would be with him and you would make a great nation of him. Moses was so fixated on the people. Moses was so fixated on what he'd done. He missed what you were doing. Do not let that be our story. Do not let that be our story. Do not let that be our story. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, let's go up for breath one more time. Everybody say, yes, Lord, right there. Do me a favor, like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share. When you share, people get saved. We're over 2,600 decisions so far for the year, and that's because, in part, because of your sharing. I want to read this scripture to you because this thing is good. I just made reference to it because for some of you, you got to hear me. The Lord spoke to me early this morning, and I did a reel about it. I didn't get the reel out until later, but he spoke to me early this morning. And he said, I'm bringing closure. Ooh. Oh, my God. You know why some of us don't like closure? Periods. What's closure? A period. You know why some of us don't like periods? Closure is not a bad thing. Closure means you've completed something. Come on here. Means you completed something. Can I get you to put this in the comments? Closure equals completion. See, you pray, Lord, complete. Complete, complete. Closure equals completion. Closure is not a bad thing. Closure just means I've completed something. You ready? You can't always be at level three. 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 Woo! Closure equals completion. Early this morning, he said to me, "Sister, I am bringing closure." And I use the scripture, actually, before I go to the scripture of Moses, let me get this other scripture. I use the scripture that is often used, but the way I looked at this thing today from a different version, it read in a way that I said, oh my God, let me read this to you. It says, but forget all of that. Forget all of that. Forget your failures. Forget your mistakes. Forget your past. Forget the people who walked out on you. Forget the stuff that you were, can I say this word and don't be offended, that you were pissed off about, don't be offended. Forget the stuff that you were angry about. Forget the stuff that you were mad about. Forget the stuff you felt slighted. Forget the stuff that you felt like wasn't fair. Forget the deals that you felt like didn't go the way you wanted them to go. I need you to forget that. Father, right now, whatever we need to forget, I pray that tonight you do a supernatural work in our minds. Oh my God, that whatever we need to forget and let be the past, I pray that it would not go with us until October 17th, 2023. I pray that whatever we need to forget, do something supernatural. Snatch the memory out of the mind. This is advanced prayer. Y'all gonna have to go with me. Snatch it out of our minds, God. You are the God that knows what's in our minds. You are the God that knows and discerns the very thoughts that are in our minds, which means you got the power to introduce thoughts, and you have the power to remove thoughts. In Jesus' name, whatever we need to forget, snatch it out of our minds. I hear you, Lord. I heard the Lord say, for some of you, there are relationships, and you have to, watch me, God says, he hasn't let you move forward because you won't forget. Oh, God. For some of you, you're about to have a career shift. Y'all got to go with me. It's prayer, but I got to prophesy and preach and teach at the same time. You're about to have a whole career shift. And you keep reminding the Lord, but I went to school for this. God says, but I'm about to give you something. I'm about to give you something that has nothing to do with what you've been doing. Peter, I'm about to make you a fisher of men. I wanted you to learn the skill to fish, but now you're going to fish for something different. For some of you, you're literally about to have a career shift. And you keep, watch me, you keep reaching for what's familiar. You keep applying for what's familiar. You keep going for what's familiar. And God says to you tonight, he says, but I need you to forget that. I need you to forget that. Because you keep, watch me, you keep saying, but I just really want to do something. God says, well, you reaching for the familiar is what's kept you in the box. You box your own income in. But I put so much time, I put so much energy, I put so much effort. What if that was simply a step on the way to what you were about to do? That's not what you were supposed to do. Okay, I'm done. Excuse me. What if that was a step on the way, but you weren't supposed to stop at that step? Father, oh God, any steps that we stopped at, because we thought that was the stop, show us the next step. 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 Abraham thought that, watch me, the last step was to sacrifice Isaac. And then the angel said, don't do that. Stop. Don't do that. He says, there's another step. There's a ram in the thicket over here for you. Father, show us the next step. I hear the loud and clear. He said, can't keep reaching for the familiar. Even in people, you keep saying, man, I just want some friends like this, some friends like this. But you keep reaching for familiar people. You keep looking at the same people. You keep reaching for people that match where you've been, not where you're going. Good God Almighty. Show us the next step. Show us the next step. Show us the next step. All right, so Isaiah 43:18. He says, guys, do me a favor, share whatever platform you are. When you share, people get saved. He says, forget all of that. Forget all of that. Do you know what they did to me? Yes, he knows. Look at me. He, TikTok, tap and share. He watched them do it. You ready for me? For some, you ready for this? Now you better put a praise in the comments. He made them do it. Come on, Lord, that's your word. Look at me, y'all. He made them do it. What do you mean God made them do me wrong? Well, read your Bible. He made Pharaoh tell Moses no. Pharaoh was going to say yes. It was God that made him do it like that. It's quiet. You ready for me? Jesus picked his own Judas, knowing what Judas was going to do. Which means he could have picked someone that wasn't going to betray him, but he picked him. Which means by implication, he made him do it because he knew what he was going to do. It's quiet in here. Terrence Steve said, I knew you were going to say that. It's quiet in here. For some of you, God made them act funky with you. He made them betray you. He made them hurt you. He made them lie. I know you're thinking, what kind of, why would he do that? Because he knew what was necessary to make you keep it moving. So we say we forget it. We forget it. We forget it. It was a necessary step on your way, but the step don't mean stop. The step doesn't mean stop. And I even hear the Lord loud and clear tonight. God says he's even been behind some of the previous decrease. He's been behind some of the previous decrease. You got to forget the previous decrease. God, we're praying and preaching and prophesying tonight. What do you mean God was behind the previous decrease? Do you not know? Gideon started with 32,000 men to go fight a battle. But then the Bible says from 32,000 men, the Lord says, there's too many. You look at me. You ready for me? You have too much support. What if God was behind them no longer supporting you? What if God was behind them no longer supporting you? What if God was behind them no longer helping you? You ready for me? What if God was behind them walking out on you? He told Gideon, it's too many. It's too many. So he takes 32,000 and 32,000 goes down to 10,000. In one moment, 22,000 men walk away, which means in one moment, Gideon is at one third of what he had. What if God was behind what you called the decrease? And it wasn't punishment, it was simply to prep you. It wasn't punishment, it was simply to get you ready. It wasn't punishment, it was because God says, I'm about to show you that I am with you. And if I am with you, don't you put your confidence in people. Don't you put your confidence in men. And then, Stephanie, after it goes down to 10,000, God says, there's still too many. He says, if I give you the victory with these 10,000, y'all will say y'all did it. So he cuts his army by a third. And then he cuts it down. Watch me. All the way to 300. You ready for me? You ready for me? You ready for me? You ready for me? He cuts his army down. He has 30,000. So watch me. 32,000 to start. God doesn't even give him a tithe. God gives him 1%. 1%. 1%. Did I get the math right? Yeah. 1%. He gives him 1%. He gives them 1% of what he had. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. He gives them 1% of what he had. And he said, now with these 300, I'm about to give you victory. I'm here to tell somebody tonight in prayer that what you call decrease was simply God setting you up for deliverance. What you call decrease was simply God setting you up for your next step and your next stage. It was God that reduced the army. In fact, he told Gideon, Laura, he told Gideon, I need you, watch me, to tell the rest of them to go home. And the first set left. He said, next set, tell these marks to go home. He said, if they won't lap up water like a dog, tell them to go home. Chanel, tell them to go home. And for some of you tonight, I hear the Lord loud and clear. He said that God has been behind the decrease. He gave him 1% of what he started with. He said, now go win with that. Go win with that. Go win with that. I'm here to tell you, God had to cut some things, but the cut was not a punishment. The cut was so that you would put your faith in him making the way. We put our faith in God opening the door. God, our faith is in you. Not people, not money, not resources. Our faith is in you. You can take two fish and five loaves of bread. You own all the food, but you decided to take this little Lunchable and feed thousands of people. You decided to do it this way. You could have given the Hebrews bread. You decided to let manna rain from heaven. You could have given them water supply. You decided to get them water out of a rock. You could have gave them new clothes. You decided that their clothes wouldn't wear out and that their shoes wouldn't wear out. You decided this. This is how you work. Make us good with how you work. Make us good with how you work. Make us good with how you work. Make us okay with how you move. Make us okay with how you do what you do. Here's a crazy praise. Pastor Leon, you beat me to it. Here's a crazy praise. We say thank you, not just for the increase, but come on, only those that got faith tonight. We say thank you for any area that looks like decrease. I dare you to just put this in the comments. Thank you for decrease. Thank you for decrease. It was God that was behind the decrease. It was God that was having to do this. Make us okay with how you work. We don't have to, it's not that you need our agreement to do it. Just make us okay with it so that we don't feel like something's wrong. So we don't feel like something's off. So we don't feel like it's punishment. So we don't feel like it's negative. If you make us okay with it, we're good with it. In Denver, watch me. The day the weather was 80-something, almost 80-something when I got back this evening, or 75, something like that. It's almost 80-something. It was actually cooler in Atlanta when I left this afternoon than it was when I got to Denver. pay attention. But I had prepared. I dressed in case it was going to be cold, because when I left Denver, it was cold. In other words, I had become okay with what the circumstances of the environment were. It didn't mean that I like it. I just became okay with it. God, make us okay. John. He's about to make you okay with how he works. He doesn't need your permission, but if you're okay with it, you'll stop thinking something's wrong. You'll stop thinking something's not good. You'll stop thinking, oh God, what's going wrong? What's not happening? Why isn't this happening? You'll stop looking at it that way. God, make us okay with how you work. Make us okay with how you work. Make us okay with how you work. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Can you release the praise right there? Every platform, release the praise right there. Do me a favor, share if you haven't shared yet. My God, we only got 15 minutes left. Lisa, he's going to make you okay with it. Gideon had to be okay with it. Can I just go in for a moment? Can you imagine from Judges? Can you imagine how Gideon felt, though? This is why you have to pray to be okay with it. Because, listen, Gideon, he walks out in front of this massive army of 32,000 people. Woo, God, going to give us the victory. Can you imagine? They jumping. Everybody, they getting excited. Everybody ready to go. And by the time we finna go take this army down, they were going against Midianite. The Midianites, which means strife, bitterness, and anger. They were going against the Midianites. And they were like, oh, we finna take them down because y'all, you know, we got y'all. And then God is like, let's decrease this. Can you imagine how he felt when he has this massive army of 32,000? Watch me, that he can see. You better hear me, because there's about to be a revelation. We're going to read this last scripture, and then we're going to be out of time. Share if you haven't shared. Can you imagine how he felt? TikTok, you tap the screen. Can you imagine how he felt seeing this massive army of 32,000 and then God being behind the army reducing to 10,000? Two-thirds of his army is gone, and God did it. God did it. But can I just get you to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. For some of you, you started that business and you had all these people who were with you. And now it's just you. Yes, Lord. You helped a lot of people do a lot. And when you're looking around, it's just you. For some of you, you celebrated other people. And that when it was their time to celebrate you, they didn't even remember to celebrate you. Yes, Lord. Come on here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Make me okay with it. Make me okay with it. Just make me okay with it. Just make me okay with it. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Then God says, okay, get in. It's still too many. I'm going to take you from 10,000 down to, the truth is, it's less than 1% because you started with 32,000. I'm going to take you from 10,000 down to 300. It's actually less than 1%. I'm going to take you down to 300. And I'm doing it. God reduced what he could see because Gideon didn't account for what he couldn't see. Can I cross-reference the scripture and exegete the text for you tonight? If I can do it, say, go visit, 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 go visit. In 2 Kings chapter 6, we see the perfect cross-reference for this because Elisha, Elisha, who's the spiritual son of Elijah, he's a prophet, he's taking the seat. They wake up, they look around, they got all these people against them. Elisha's servant, Naomi, runs to him and says, Trenisha, Elisha's servant says, there's too many that are against us. We can't win. We can't win. It's just us. We can't win. And for some of you, just keep saying, it's just me versus this big old company. And you about to get millions. Who is that? You are engaged in a battle with a big company and it's just you. I heard the Lord say, you're about to get millions. Who are you? Put wave your hand in these comments now. Do it now. Do it now. That's you? Do it now. Oh, God. I heard the Lord loud and clear. He said, this is about to be David and Goliath. And they, watch me, and their size is what's going to make them an easy target. They thought their size was their advantage. Their size is their weakness. Y'all heard that old school saying, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Oh, you finna get paid. You're going to be, watch me, God wouldn't release finances the way you wanted to because you're not going to need a loan. You're about to get, they're about to pay you. They're about to settle with you. I am prophesying to somebody and your settlement will be done. Watch me. I hear you, Lord, before the end of this calendar year. It's supposed to take a long time. They're not going to want to fight you. God's about to put fear in the hearts of those attorneys. He's about to put fear in the hearts of that company. They're going to respond in a way they don't normally respond to anybody. He won't let me see who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. He will not show me your face, but he's telling me your situation. He's about to put fear in their hearts. Let me give you scripture there. Let me give you a scripture to help you with that. I got you. Do me a favor, guys. Share. I got to get you the scripture so that you got biblical reference. So that you get biblical reference for this. Let me give you a scripture. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We bless you and we honor you. Lord, we bless you and you honor you. Oh, here we go. Ooh, that's good. This is good. Malachi 3:16. I'll give you that one. There's several that I could give you, but I want to give you Malachi 3:16. I'm gonna give you Malachi 3:16. Okay, look, that's the word of the Lord to you. All right, let's go. In 2 Kings 6, we gotta go back over there. Man, prayer is so powerful. We're almost out of time. It's for us, Bishop. I'm running around my house. Run. So listen, so in 2 Kings 6, Elisha says, Lord, open his eyes so that he can see what he doesn't see. God reduced Gideon's army from 32,000 down to 300 because Gideon was only looking at what he could see. He was not looking at what he could not see. Father, I pray you open our eyes so that we see the army that is with us that we cannot see, that outnumbers the army that we can see. In Jesus' name, can you put that in the comments? Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see the army that's with me that I cannot see, that outnumbers what I can see. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, wow. Okay, let's go back. All of this came from the first part of the verse in Isaiah 43:18. But forget all of that. Forget your past, forget your failures, forget all that stuff. Here's what he says, New Living Translation. It's nothing compared to what I'm about to do. Father, we are in total agreement with you. We accept closure. Oh my God. We are okay with some periods that we need to put on some things. We accept closure. I hear you, Lord. Most of the closure is, listen, a lot of the closure is not even going to just be around you. A lot of the closure is going to be in you. You're about to put periods to run on sentences that have been in your head, that have been robbing you of rest, robbing you of peace, robbing you of joy, robbing you of passion, robbing you of fire. Lord, we accept closure. We forget all of that. That's what you said in Isaiah 43:18. Forget all of that. Forget all of that. That's the Lord speaking to you, Yancy. Forget all of that. Forget all of that. Forget all of that. This is what he said. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. So, Father, whatever periods we need to put internally, we put. Whatever things we need to simply forget and move forward, we've already prayed that you rip that thought out of our mind. You can introduce thoughts to us, which means you can also remove thoughts from us. We can also remove thoughts. I heard the Lord say, you're going to wake up. And when you wake up, you're not going to wake up the same person you go to sleep as tonight. you're going to wake up a totally different you. You're going to wake up a totally different you. You're going to wake up a totally different you. Because a lot of your fatigue has come from your inability to forget. We accept closure. We accept closure. Closure is not a bad word. It just means the deal's done. Closure is completion. You ready? Let me get these last two. I'm just going to just make it a, can I make it a word tonight on prayer? Closure equals conquering. Give me a better word. Conquered. 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 Put that in the comments. Closure equals conquered. 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 There are certain things we don't need to revisit anymore because we've conquered that. It's like going through kindergarten four times. Why? Didn't you pass? 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 Closure equals conquered. If I pass this, I no longer need to repeat this. Lord, I hear you loud and clear tonight. Good God. For some of you, the type of person you're drawn to is about to change. You kept attracting the same type of person because you had never forgotten the previous persons. And this is not just romantic. This is friends. This is business. You kept drawing that same type. You kept being drawn to that same type because you had never forgotten the past. So when you live from memories, you repeat them. When you live from memories, you repeat them. Y'all got to listen to prayer like 8 times tonight. Yeah, I'm so serious. God is speaking out so loud and clear tonight. When you live from memories, you repeat them. Closure equals completion. Closure equals conquered. Closure equals completion. Closing equals conquered. You ready for this? Here's the last one. We get this last one. I need to record this. It'll be back up on all of our social media pages and TikTok as a way to go back and watch it. I've never found it. There's a way to go back and watch it. You can go back and watch it. But just follow me on IG at Bishop Foreman. Guys, make sure you share tonight. When you share, people get saved. Listen to this last thing. Closure equals conquest. Conquest. For some of you, the reason you have not been able to move forward in anything, conquest, go forward, go accomplish something new, is because you've never had closure. You've never had closure. You've never had closure. You can't pursue anything new because you don't have any closure. You can't start something fresh. This is why you've been working on that plan and never done it, because you didn't have closure from the previous one that failed. Closure equals conquest, which means I can go after what's ahead of me, but I got to close this. Trust me, you cannot have, let me give you a very pragmatic example. In America, I believe in most states, I'll say it that way because some of these states are off, but in most states in America, you can't marry somebody new until you divorce previous person. That's not permitted in most states, to my knowledge. There may be a couple of exceptions, I don't know. But look at me. For some of you, you are trying to start new, do new, move new. And God says, you can't conquest until we get closure. Until we get closure. Father, whatever closure we need, do it in us. Do it in us. Do it in us. Because you said in Isaiah 43:18, I'm not even going to get to the other scripture. You said in Isaiah 43:18, forget all of that. Because it's nothing compared to what I'm about to do. In Jesus' name. Guys, prayer blessed me tonight. It always blesses me, but if prayer blessed you tonight, just release the praise. Let's give our God glory tonight in those comments tonight. This thing tonight, wow, I'm not even going to get to that other scripture. I'm out of time. But this thing tonight, wow. Some of you need closure. You're not the woman you used to be. Lord, I'm trying to go, but I keep hearing it. You're not the man you used to be. You need closure. That's not you anymore, sir. Put a period on that. Put a period on that. That's not you anymore. That's not you anymore. That's not you. It's not. Put a period on that. That's not you. Can I be honest with you? Let me say this thing real quick. Many of you may or may not know. So I have lost and shed 100 now, like 20-something pounds. And I lost the first 75 in like 3 months. This is way back in 2013. So it's been 10 years now. Wow, it's long down. It's been 10 years now since I did that. And then fitness has just become a part of my life. Y'all hear me talk about the gym, all that kind of stuff now. And what's so interesting to me is even though, and listen to me very carefully, I'm gonna be as transparent as I can with you tonight regarding this subject. Even though I am, you know, I'm slim. I had never been slim before. And I can wear slim fit stuff. And there's a joke around, I was with some folks the other day, and we were joking. He said, "What size do you wear, sir?" And they were like, he was a young man's large or something like that. They were joking. And Terry, what was crazy is that although I've made this progress, and although I've got these results, I had to be honest, there was something in my mind that hadn't closed out the fact that I am no longer that version of me. I'm no longer that version of me. And so, you know, I look at something and be like, "Oh, I don't like the way that fit." They're like, "What are you talking about? Sorry, I'm no longer that me. I'm a new me." Can you just put that in the comments? I'm new. You know, so they were joking yesterday after church. Everybody knows I don't eat after 6. So yesterday at church, says, "Sir, you gonna get something to eat?" I said, "Y'all know it's after 6, I ain't getting nothing to eat." And I joked with them. I said, "Oh, I see what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying to make me go back to that version of me. Look at me. You are no longer who you used to be. You are new. And for some of you, the closure you need is that you're not the girl you used to be. You ain't no project chick no more. Come on here. You are not a loosey-goosey no more. That's not you. Sir, you are a mighty man of God. You are a mighty woman of God. You are not who you used to be. We got to go. It's 8:02. You're new. You're new. And for some of you, the closure you need is with who you used to be. The way you used to handle things. The way you used to do things. The way that's not you anymore. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Do you know what this means? You're not renovated. You're new. This is new construction. This is why it's taken so long. Come on here. This is not renovation. This is not a reno. This is not a renovation. This is new construction. And I could teach that, but I'm not, because it's 8:02. We got to go. Prayer's over. It's new construction. It takes longer. Because God says, "I'm just going to, look at me. I'm going to just start from the foundation." And for some of you, you got to hear me, because you cannot be afraid for God to just take some stuff down back to the foundation and then build it better. You're new. Last two things I'm going to do. If this blessed you, you need to sow into this. I cannot wait to get this seed in the ground. So our seed tonight, we're going to do right there from Isaiah 43:18. $43.18. If you want to do more than that, do more than that. If you want to reverse the numbers, reverse the numbers. Whatever you do, I encourage you to put a 4, a 3, a 1, and an 8 for Isaiah 43:18. You're going to just call this seed your closure seed. This is so good to me. That failure, Stephanie, is no longer you. That was a failure. That was a moment. Don't make it a monument. Oh my God. Come on, I gotta go. Because, oh my God. Okay. That's his word. Isaiah 43:18. He says, "Forget all that, because there's nothing compared to what I'm about to do." He said it like that. All right. How can you sow? You can use the Cash App, $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. You can use that. That's available. The email us at lowandharvestchurch.church. If you want to give it on our website, you can go to harvestchurch.church. You can go to harvestchurch.church. You said, "Bishop, I don't have 43:18. Get something and sow it. If it's $4.18, if it's $3.48, whatever, sow something to mark in your mind that this is closure. I encourage you to do that. All right. Again, Cash App, $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. The email is lowandharvestchurch.church, or you can just go to harvestchurch.church and sow that way. All right. I know y'all are saying flow, but I got to go to the gym. All right. So listen, because I'm not going back to who I used to be. I got to go. All right. And Mondays are travel days. All right. Lastly, and certainly not least, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you're at, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you're at, on the count of three, you just do that hand wave emoji or say it's me. If you need to become a Christian, what's the good news? The gospel is good news. It's not doom and gloom, it's good news. And tonight, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, on three, you do the hand wave emoji or you say it's me. One, two, three, wherever you're at, you respond right now. They already responded. There's one. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. Guys, if you're already saved, I need you to pray. Drop the prayer emoji in the hand or say, I'm praying. Wherever you're at, don't jump off of the live. Come on, I got my word. Let me get off. No. That's not how we move over here. Over here, we stay through the end because this is when people come to the Lord. And you all see, every time we go live, people get saved. This year, over 2,600 people, there's two, have given their lives to the Lord so far this year. So please, don't just hop off. If you're giving, you're going to give and going to come back. That's fine. There's three. But I need your prayers right through here. What are you praying for, Bishop? That scales fall off of eyes, that scales fall off of ears, and that people would come to the Lord and that the enemy would not block them or stop them. This is the most important part of what we've done tonight. There's four. This is the most important part of what we're doing tonight. Because you can't take your money with you. You can't take any of that with you. The only thing you can take with you, the lives that came to the Lord. And when we all stand before the Lord, you will get to say, you're going to see this big old list of names. You're going to say, who are all these people, Lord? I don't know them folk. You're going to say, well, when you and Bishop Foreman, when y'all are on them lives and pop-ups and church and doing all of that, these are the people that your prayers got through. Did you hear me? These are the people your prayers got through. There's at least one more person who needs to become a Christian. Recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Bishop Bowen, I'm scared to do it because I'm going to mess up tomorrow. And you will. Okay? You don't become a Christian because it's your vow to live perfect. You become a Christian because it's your vow to Him, to be faithful to Him. You got it? You don't get your life together to come to God. You come to God to get your life together. You know, that's like going to the car wash, but you clean your car first. Who does that? Who does their hair to go, their hair to go to the hairdresser? No, that's why them ladies be having them hats and having it wrapped up and then one of those other things, what you call them? Those things? Bonnets. And roller sets. Ah, you ready? You know, that's like going to the gym and saying, you know, there's too many juicy people in it. That's what you're there for. That's what we're there for. Don't you let the enemy try to punk you. There's one more person that needs to come to the Lord tonight. When are you live on again? All you have to do is text Harvest to 55498 and get our app, and it'll let you know every time we go live. We do daily pop-ups, church on Wednesday night, church on Sunday, wherever you at. There's one more. Let me just go ahead and do that. So, guys, we'll be live for the pop-up tomorrow. Text Harvest to 55498 to get it. Number two, church Wednesday night live. If you're in Denver, join me, 3590 Grape Street, or you can watch online. Majority of Harvest is connected online. I've never been in the building. And then on Sunday, 9:15 a.m., we'll be in Denver and online. And then Sunday night, we'll be in Atlanta. We'll be in Atlanta on Sunday night. Thank you. At 6 p.m. Eastern time. At 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right. And you can be a part of that. In fact, I want you to be there if you're in Atlanta and invite some folks to be there with you. There's one more, but we got to pray. Whoever you are, you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure we are waiting on you, but we got to pray. You respond while we're praying. Say, Father, everybody pray with me. Say, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. If I fall or if I fail, give me the grace to get right back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. Take over, God, and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, you just prayed that prayer, recommitted yourself to the Lord, or sure, you text Harvest to 55498. Can I get everybody on every platform to just put that in there? Text Harvest to 55498. And when you do that, you're going to tap the option for salvation. Because we want to get a word into your hand called What Next. Now that you've given your life to the Lord, what do you do next? All right. I love you guys. I pray that you have an amazing, amazing, amazing night. I'll see you tomorrow for our pop-up tomorrow. This was good. You got to go back and listen to this. We're about 9 minutes over, but you got to go back and listen to this. I know it's going to speak life into your life. And again, to sow into it, I encourage you to sow. You give seed to the sower. I'm a sower, so I never teach people about sowing and don't sow. I'm a sower. And so if you want to do that, again, you can use the Cash App $, Mr. Foreman with the number 2. At the end, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Give a 5, that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. Just go to harvestchurch.church and you can give that way. All right. I love you guys. See you tomorrow. Shalom. Oh, there we go. Love you all over there. Make sure you share. And you share, people get saved. Let's go. Over here.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.